Now, for you out there, we can bring that line to in about 10 minutes. We can just get the Holy Spirit moving with us. Lord knows I'm testifying just so that you'll see the build your faith. If I start telling what I've seen Him do in these my ministry, that I've seen Jesus Christ do before my eyes, they make volumes of books. Just every day, every hour, you can just ask Brother Moore, these people who go around anywhere, any place, it's just constantly all the time. Home, out there, wherever, the Holy Spirit just showing, bring me off place, take me over here, if you just yield yourself to Him. The brother that knows has been in the meetings, and knows has been around with me in the meetings, and up home, and everywhere else. Are those things so, brethren? Raise up your hands if they're so. Right? Thousands can witness that. Now have faith. And if the Holy Spirit will show us, what is two or three is a witness? Is that right? Two or three is a witness. Have faith now. Raise up your hands again now so I can see. There's no prayer cards. If you got a prayer card, get in line. If you're sick and I don't know you, or you got a request on your heart or something, hold your hands up. Solid. You got one? You? Let's you and I talk. You're right close to me. You believe me to be His prophet? You believe me? If I can, by the Holy Spirit, reveal to you what your trouble is, will you accept it as from the Lord? Will the rest of the audience do the same thing? God, see your glory. You got trouble with your knees and legs. That's right, wave your hand. All right? Go home and receive your healing in Jesus Christ. Anybody else? Please, with all your heart. Wait, here it goes. Here it is. Wait just a minute. That man sitting right there, praying for his mother in a hospital. Heart trouble. You believe she'll be healed, brother? All right, sir. God bless you. I'm a stranger to the man. I don't know him. That's right. Raise up your hand. That's true, oh, isn't it? You believe now? What are they touching? Here's a little lady sitting here praying this with all of her heart. Not for herself, for the salvation of her husband. But that's why I stand on your feet, lady. All right, if you just believe God. There is that there, a hernia. Heart trouble. Oh my, this is everywhere. You believe now? How many believe with all your heart? I just raise up your hand. I can't get into that too deep because I couldn't take the line here. Is He God out there? Is He God up here? Is God in heaven? Is God on earth? Is God everywhere? I'll have to just get a minute, Brother Jack, to get this way, see. Do you believe what you've heard and seen? Do you believe it comes from God? Do the people out there believe the same? If God will reveal to this woman what's her trouble or whatever it is, I don't know. We're strangers, of course, to one another. She had a prayer card, didn't she? All right? The prayer card, the boy just smoked, mixed these prayer cards up, you just had to draw one, that's all. You see what He can do out there. Now, is that the very same sign that Jesus showed and proved that He was the Messiah and He's here on earth? You believe that? You do. And do you believe that Jesus is here on earth tonight in the form of Spirit called Holy Ghost? And He lives in His church through the blood of His sacrifice. He opened and tore down the veil with the shedding of His blood and made a way that you and I could come into that Shekinah glory, that He could talk here, take my lips and speak to you as two believers and walk between us and speak between us and reveal to me the very things that He did there to prove that He's not dead but alive forevermore. You're not here for healing. You've been healed. That's right. But you're here for your husband. You believe that God can tell you what's the trouble? All right, you've got stomach trouble. That's right. You got a son. That's when you feel standing your hand up. You want me to tell you what's wrong with his son? He's got trouble with his shoulders. That's exactly right. I see some other. It's a nephew. Yes, sir. You believe God can come to your trouble? All right. The trouble is your nephew. He's got stomach trouble. He's nervous. And here's two things they both need, is salvation, because they're both sinners. That's not the pain of the Lord. Please, now, with all your heart. Father God, this darling little girl, all of you pray with me, please, now, for these people. Father, I pray that you will heal the little thing and make her well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. God is my friend. Come, sister. Everybody, please. Sister, if I could straighten your hand, I'd do it. I can't, but I can pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll heal her. May this hand come straight. May she go like Barney made us with his eyes. Walk this platform and believe in you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Our Heavenly Father, I take the hand of this woman and pray that you'll heal her in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Now, you know I know what's wrong, but whether I said it or not, would you believe it anyhow? See, if I keep on all complete discernment, you know what it does? It brings me out. But you're backwards, you'll set me in the ship. And if you'll believe with all your heart, all right, it won't bother you. It's okay. Lord, I pray that you'll heal her and make her well in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, I lay hands upon my sister and pray that she'll heal her in Jesus' name. Keep praying, keep praying.
Your prayer is praying in the church of God. Pray for these people. What is your mother, father, your husband, wife?
Our Heavenly Father, I pray that she'll heal her and make him well in Jesus' name.
While the anointing of the Holy Spirit is coming on now, you just come believing with all your heart, and God will heal you. You believe that? You believe it? Listen, friend. Just, if I get you quiet, listen. No matter where, see, you mustn't think that the Holy Spirit's gone away from here because I don't speak to everyone. They've done been taking me out. They've been there. How many realizes that our Lord, when a woman touched his garment, he felt virtue go from him? How many knows that a prophet called Daniel seen one vision and was troubled at his head for many days over it? How do you think that I'd know those people, all about them and things like that, if it wasn't vision? How would I ever be able to know it? Then you see what I mean? It's strange. I see the people coming, you feel that vibration strike them, and then you just have to turn your head and lay your hands on him. While the Holy Spirit's here, it'll do the same work.
Amen.
The Lord will reveal. Is this called that one fast eye or something? Here. Where's the next one? Is this? Here. All right. We're strangers to one another, aren't we? I don't know you. You don't know me. That's right. You heard him preach before. But to know you, you just probably sat on an audience somewhere. You believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? If I will be able then, by the grace of God, to reveal to you by the Spirit of God the things you say, what are you talking about, me, brother? Boy, I'm testing your spirit. Just exactly like he did the woman at the well. You have to take my word for that. But if he declares it to be right, then it's right. I told the truth. And then if I claim that it's not me, that it's him, I've told the truth. There's his word. Declare it. See? It's by his permissive will that I do it. See? He permits me to do it. Now, you're suffering with nerves, real nerves, that's right, and you've had an operation, surgery, on the stomach. That's exactly right. You're not from this city, from a place called Byers, something like that. Right? You believe God can tell me who you are?
No.
Or I'll just teach you and go back home and be well. You believe? Now just keep praying, keep in prayer as these people pass by. Just keep praying. Lord Jesus. This I pray the prayer of faith from my brother in the name of Jesus. Now with all your heart, don't doubt. Believe with all your heart, be all right. Person, seem to have a nice spirit. You're Christian. You believe with all your heart, Dr. Jimmy? What's the trouble? You think your husband will get all right? That eye trouble, having an allergy and so forth? Go believe me, I'm going to get all right.
healing in Jesus' name.
God bless you, sister.
Our Heavenly Father, I can remember the time when I went into a din room to pray when the emergency was on. And what a great thing you've done in their home. I pray, Father, now knowing what's wrong, I pray that you'll bless and give the desire of her heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Will you make you well? Say that operation. Make you well, if you believe it. What do you think it is? Well, you thought it was a tumor, it's a growth. You thought it was a tumor. You thought it was cancer. It had many things, but what difference does it make as long as he heals?
Is
that right?
Well,
what you need is a little lift in faith, isn't it? To make you come up. Sarah, go on home and be well. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, heal him. May the mercies of God be this child. Make him well. May the mother see such a difference anymore. Jesus, may it be so. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may my sister be healed. Amen. Ask in it. Give him courage.
Yes,
sir. To have faith and belief. Your blessings is on him. Has been since the breakfast. I pray that you'll let him see it, Lord. Know that these stretched nerves. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Don't doubt. Believe. Our Heavenly Father, to lay hands up on her in the name of the Lord Jesus. May her loved one leading her, may Christ be the leading from his forth, Lord, making her well, restoring her right back again. No doubt. You believe? Everybody's believing with all your heart? Just have faith. How do you do? Mighty young, healthy looking, but you can't always go with that. You think the Holy Spirit can tell me your trouble? You do. The audience believe the same thing? If Christ remains Christ, then something strange about you. That's the reason he's stopping. Oh, I appreciate you. Now to heal, I cannot heal, lady. I'm a man. But the life cannot be hid. You hear from somebody else. Dangerously sick. You call it cancer in the bloodstream. The right name is leukemia. In a hospital. Not here, over in Louisiana. That's right.
Oh, God.
That's good faith for a sinner to have. Will you accept Jesus as your personal Savior now?
No.
You see, you're all right. Raise up your hand.
Thank you.
May your sin be forgiven.
help from God. Just raise up your hand. All right. Oh, isn't he? Isn't he just joy unspeakable is both of them. Now, let's just be as reverent as we can for a few minutes and just look to him now. Don't you just sense showers of blessings? We shall have showers of blessings. Send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now the refreshing. Don't you like that? That refreshing, that life. Brother, sister, I want to tell you something. I want you to believe me as I speak in the name of the Lord and say, thus says the Lord. There's only one thing can heal you, and that's God.
Amen.
And the only one route you can come to him by, that's by faith. Is that right?
Right.
Now, we don't always believe in laying on of hands. Don't you believe that? But if you're bare with me, you've always learned. People say, Brother Bram, Oral Roberts prayed for 500 while you're praying for 5. I know it. That's right. Oral Roberts prayed for him the way God told him to do. I pray the way God helped me to do. See? So he obeys God, and I do too. But you see, Oral Roberts and those brothers are laying hands on me, if you'll bear with it, that's a Jewish custom. It wasn't so with the Gentiles. Look at the priest, he said, come lay your hand on my daughter, and she'll be all right. She'll come lay your hands on her. That's Jewish, to lay hands on. But when he comes to the Roman centurion, he said, I'm not worthy to come under my house. Just speak the word. What do you recognize? That Jesus has power over all sickness. He said, I'm a centurion. That's 100 men. A century is 100 men. I say to this, to go to this, and he does it. I say, this is coming, he comes, because he asked you, I'm over you. Why did you say so much? I know that you're over every sickness, every disease. Just speak the word. That's all you have to do. What did Jesus say? He turned around and said, I never saw faith like this in Israel. Now, we want to have one of higher ground, don't we? Healing has already been done at Calvary. Now, if God will bring at least 2 to 3 people in this audience tonight that I don't know anything about, and will show that what I have preached to you is the truth. If he'll prove that I've told you the truth, now just shut yourself in just a moment. You say this, Lord Jesus, the man don't know me. Now there's about 2 or 3 people that I know out there. I know Brother and Sister Evan sitting here, and this is their 2 daughters sitting right here. And then Brother Stoffman, Brother Fred Stoffman there is one of the trustees in my church, Jeffersonville. And I think Brother Simpson, that's me and his wife, and Brother and Sister Simpson sitting right next to them. They're back this way up east. Now, I just want to look at the audience just a moment. I want you to believe with all your heart. Oh, you don't know how that, I just felt it strike me just saying. I know it's going to happen. That's the thought. God promised it. His promise is the truth. Would you believe it?
Yes.
Believe me as his servant. Wonderful. As I was telling you the other day about standing in, you know, where them thousands of us. I just where it was.
You
got it right in your hand. God, give it out of where I take every spirit under my own control for the glory of God. Oh, what could just happen now? See, we rejoice. That's the joy of God. That's the joy of our salvation. Is that right? You see, David never lost his salvation. He said, restore to me the joy of my salvation. He had his salvation, but he lost his joy. Well, we got plenty of joy. We know that. We have joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. God. But now, the thing, the power of God is something greater than joy. Power comes by settled faith. We can have a lot of joy, but maybe we wouldn't have no power in there to heal at all. But when we have the power of God, then we got the faith of God that moves up. Thank the Holy God knows how to touch it.
Hallelujah.
I just be praying. I'm watching for you. If he should touch me, then I know. Anybody here ever was in one of the meetings? I see your hands. There was in one of the meetings before. One man, two men, three, four, five. That's good. Six people. Never was in it before. Now I want to tell you something, brother. How did the world recognize Jesus as Messiah? Because that he could tell them who they were or what they were. When Simon Peter came up, this an old fisherman, he said, "Thou art Simon, you're the son of Jonah." Peter believed him. When he come to, well, we just went all through the Bible. Last night we taken Zacchaeus up in the tree, blind Bartimaeus, when he touched him, turned around and told him. The woman at the well, she told her where trouble was, and she said, "Come see a man who's told me the things are done. Isn't this the very Messiah?" He never did it unto any of the Gentiles. It only went to the Jews and the Samaritans, because they're looking for a Messiah. Now, they're long 2,000 years of wandering in darkness. But now the Gentiles have had their days of training, and now they're strict in the church now, come down to the end, just as it was there in 4,000 years, and there in now 2,000 years, so if you just take a people, not a nation, just a people out of the Gentiles for his name's sake. They'll have his name. Namesake, he takes the people from the Gentiles. But they've taken Israel by nation. But he's the same Christ. And he promised, as it was the days of Lot, the thing he did, he'll do it again. How many would like to believe that that angel of God, if that one that met Lot, met Abraham, he never went down to Lot. He stayed with Abraham. You know, have you read the story now, many times? Now, there's two of them went down to Lot. And one of them, they got them out. But this one never went out, and that was the one that was the Lord God, Elohim. And he had his back turned to the tent. First he looked to Abraham and asked Abraham where his wife was, Sarah. That she's in the tent behind you. He said, "I'll visit you according to life, time of life, the 28 days again." She's 100 years old, man. Right at 90. She's 90. Abraham was 100. He said, and she laughed. He said, "Why did she laugh?" I said, "That would repeat again. I'll just do it both ways. See if it's the same God." Now, may God of heaven, and look with this Bible, let me say this, Christian, this Bible over my heart. Got a little unbelief slipping around. One came in last night, set up on the edge of the platform, heard the meeting. God will take care of that. Thought I didn't know it. But you never think that, brother. Let me say this from the Bible of my heart. I do this not for a show. I do this because it's to fulfill what Jesus said would take place. When he came, he didn't have to heal. He did it that it might be fulfilled. Is that right?
Yep.
You don't have to do this, but that it might be fulfilled. He promised it. It's his word. And so he just permits it because of the fulfilling of his word. God heal heart troubles? He did then, didn't he? It's all over.
Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you.
I never seen a woman in my life. But she's healed now. Has that fulfilled his word? Well, you say, Brother Branham, what does that fulfill? He's the high priest that can be touched for the healing of our infirmities. Is that right? Well, I thought you said he was Elohim. Right? Well, you said he had his back turned and he found out what Sarah was in correctly. Now, you say, "Are you him?" No, sir. That's him all over this building. See? That's him and you. It's him and me, but he has to work through somebody. Is none of us worthy? We couldn't be worthy. We're sinners, but he just chose us. I believe we were as gifts and callings are without repentance. I believe that God chose us before the foundation of the world, the church. Do you believe that?
Yes.
The Bible says so. Right? Antichrist would deceive all upon the earth whose names were not written in the Lamb's book of life from the foundation of the world. Pray out in here somewhere. Where is he? Oh, brother, he's coming from you too, then. Now, you just pray with me. We'll see where that same angel is. Just take your time, you reverend. Just take your time. Got plenty of time. Just don't be in no hurry. Don't be pressing. Just go say, Lord God, that man's got his back turned to me, and I know he's just a man. So if he didn't know me, it has to be you tell him. That's all it is to it, because I'm just a stranger sitting in this meeting here. Yes, there's a woman appears to me right here now. I'm looking right at her. I want you, brother, to look here. Can you see, look here, right at the edge of this cross. Is this red? Look here, see that light? Now, there's a woman sitting right in behind me. She's very upset. She has arthritis, and she has high blood pressure. She's bothered with an allergy. And, well, she's just got complications. Now, she just don't miss it when appearing. Her name is Miss Kahn. Stand up, Miss Kahn, and receive your healing. How do you believe? Have faith in God, then. Abraham, where is your wife Sarah in the tent behind you? You see what I mean? What about some of the rest of us? Can it happen to you? Can it be a believer? This little woman sitting right here. She has lights above her. Look at her. Look up at me and she screamed. She's not praying for herself, for a son. What she's asking for your son, wasn't it, lady? You believe God can tell me what's in trouble? Will you accept the healing for him? Stomach trouble. That's right. Believe it. That's all. What about somebody over this district? What do you all believe over there? You believe with all your heart? Have faith. Just believe. How many over here are sick and don't have a prayer card? Just being a melting being now. You want prayer, but you haven't got a prayer card. Well, nobody's got a prayer card, of course. I mean, said there's one prayer card here somewhere, probably from a meeting or something. If everybody just had faith, now I'm covered. If thou canst believe. Right here, look here at you here in front of all. That hurry, believe God will make it well. Believe it with all your heart. And then have what you're asking for. What about you, mister? Your head down here. Pass over the woman. Jump right back in the old. You're needy too, aren't you? You believe Christ can make you well? Got trouble with your eyes, with your ears. You're from Houston, Texas. Mr. West, go back and tell him that Houston Christ heals the sick. You believe with all your heart now? Hallelujah! Had a nervous breakdown, have you, lady? You can call the Christmas there. Believe with all your heart. God's the healer of all flesh. You believe with all your heart? Put your hand up over there a while ago, mister, with that liver trouble and stomach trouble. Mr. Rainwater from over in Louisiana. First time he's ever in a meeting, I think he's a better man. What do you think about it? Isn't he a wonderful leader? Go back and tell him what he can do for you. All over here. Sitting back there in the van. That little boy. Got a mental block, hasn't he? He was called from a doctor, done something to him. Too much anesthetic. Give him a mental block. Bob says, you who you are. Will you put your hand on that boy for me? Miss Howe? Right? Put your hand on the boy. I'll condemn that devil. Satan, come out of you in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask for his healing. Do you believe? Does everybody believe? Is God here? Is this the operation? Is this the same Holy Spirit? The same Lord Jesus? The one that was found? How many of you believers raise your hand? Hallelujah. Let's put your hands on one another and do just as I said. I'll be real quiet. Put my hands on one another. I got something now. I'll be just fine in just a minute. All right. Now I'm going to say the prayer. Surely I know what will take you to defeat your enemy now. I'm going to put words in your mouth and you receive them back with your heart. You pray, Lord. I'm going to say it. Lord God, Creator of heaven and earth, Author of everlasting life, Giver of every good gift, forgive my sins of unbelief and give to me of thy mercy. I believe in thee. I accept thee as my Savior, my only salvation. I need your strength for my health. I cannot go farther without you. I now accept you as my healer. I renounce the devil and all of his works. From this time henceforth, I will think positive. I will believe every time. The scripture that says, by his stripes, I will believe it. I will not accept it. I believe it. It is mine. I thank you, Lord. I will continue testifying of my healing until I'm perfectly well. Now, hold still. Keep your hands on one another now. Now you pray. Now shut yourself in with God. Go see something happen now. All right, brethren. Ministers. Everybody, are you ready? Now, if God will hear my prayer here, he hears it anywhere. Now you pray. You've made your confession. Just like you would come in as a Christian. You're ready now. If you was a sinner, you're ready for baptism. Now, if you are a Christian, you've made your confession, and now you're ready for healing. Now, what does it take? Now, God's ready to give it to you. There's just one thing above you. That's a little thin shadow of doubt. Now, if we can break through that, just like a great airplane, they tell me these jet planes, if they just struggle and wiggle until they get through that sound barrier. But as they run through the sound barrier, then they are free. Now, if you can just rise yourself above that little doubt barrier there, oh, brother, what will take place? You'll run free. You'll be healed. Now, I want you to be real reverent, hold your hands on one another, and keep shut in with Christ now, like nobody's around to him. And just imagine in your heart now, you see him come walking right down to you, standing right in front of you. Now open your heart and let him in while I pray and cast away this little shadow of darkness over you. And when it breaks, you're out of sound barrier then. Just rise and give him praise. Every time when you feel your soul pass through that unbelief, then you're free in Christ. Heavenly Father, thanking you for all that you have done, for the many healings, for the great power of God, for the many sins saved, for the fellowship of the ministers, and above all things, the fellowship of the Holy Ghost. You have not failed us one time, but have told us the truth every time. Confirmed your words with signs and wonders following. And now, Father, this little group has staggered out through this slick roads and rains tonight to come here to see Jesus. We've seen you. We've felt you. We know you're here. We've got your word in our hearts. They've confessed. They've openly, publicly confessed that they believed and had accepted you as their healer. Now their souls are struggling, Lord, to get through that little barrier there. That little thing out of shape. And wonder if it could be me. Wonder if it'll be lost. No, Lord. May the power of Jesus Christ raise them up right now. Break away.
Up your hand. Now watch how simple. Now, he that will confess me before man, him will I confess before the Father and the holy angels. He that heareth my word and breatheth on him and saith, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into the judgment, done pass from death unto life. You have eternal life because you have believed. Now, upon the basis of, it's not no sensation. See, sensations won't work. See, I've had sensations sometime, and I feel so bad I didn't know whether I was even a servant of God or not. But it ain't that. It's the Word. Jesus defeated the devil on the Word of God. See? That's where it ain't how I feel. It's what I believe. You ever say, did you feel it? You said, did you believe it? You got to have faith. Any kind of Buddhist has sensations. I've seen them get around, drink blood out of a human skull and have all kinds of sensations and call on devils in Africa. They had sensations. I sat in the camps when they had the bull snake dance and screamed and carried on. That's sensation. But that goes too. That's a perverb of the kingdom of God. Everything the devil's got, he had to copy off of God. See? What is unrighteousness? It's righteousness perverted. What is a lie? Is the truth misrepresented? What is a bad woman? That's a good woman that's been foul. See? That's exactly. The devil can't create nothing. He's no creator. He perverts what's already been created. So God's Word is creating, and it is a creation. The creation of the Word of God. And when you accept it in your heart, it creates a new creature. You believe it. Heavens and earth will pass away, but my Word shall not pass away. Now, upon the basis of something speaking to you that you wanted to be saved, something spoke to you to come to the altar. You did it. Now you confess your sins. Lord, I'm wrong. I don't want to be wrong. I want to be right. I want you to forgive me. Now he said, he that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. When you raised him your feet, you were already forgiven. See? Now can you accept him now? Nothing on what you've done. All you've done is forgotten. Upon the basis of his promise and his spirit led you to the altar, do you accept him as your Savior? Raise up your hands. If you say, I'll accept him as my Savior. God bless you. Now, the next thing you must do now, you have already saved. He that will confess me before man, I'll confess him before the Father. If you're ashamed of me here, I'll be ashamed of you at the judgment. Now, you're Christians now. The next thing you want to do is be baptized and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's God's Word. Is that right, minister? That's as plain as it can be made. Now don't let the devil tell you, oh, I feel bad. I feel bad a lot of times. I don't have nothing to do with it. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. See, because I know there's a blessing laying ahead and Satan's trying to get me away from it. I just keep going on anyhow. See? Just keep moving on. Now, to you people that wanted to renew the joy of your salvation, and to you that somewhere you've lost joy, think back what you did. Did you neglect prayer meeting? Neglect reading the Bible? Neglected praying at your home? Asking the blessing at the table? Don't never do that. Oh my, that's so unbecoming to Christians. No matter where you are, bow your head and pray. Don't be ashamed of him. Pray anywhere. See? And if everywhere you left that joy at, whatever weeded it out, what little root of bitterness come in. Remember, when a man's saved, this much, like this button here, becomes eternal life in your heart. That's God. As you're able to push out all the roots of bitterness, then God begins to spread in you. Then you become a son of God. A man was made to be God.
to be a God. Do you know that? He's an image of God. He's the Son of God. He's like it. He was given a domain, Genesis 1:26, dominion over the whole earth. That's right. He ruled the earth. He ruled the animal kingdom and all the other kingdoms. All but the kingdom of God above. He was God. He was an amateur God. He was made in the image of God, made like God, had hands and feet like God. He was in the image of God. What happened? Because he disbelieved God's word, it sent him right back out to shift for himself. Now God's trying to bring him back. And when you have faith and accept him, my brother, just let that little light begin to grow out, taking all the roots of doubt and bitterness, yielding yourself to the Spirit. Then you begin to become a son of God, a daughter of God, begin to grow in the grace of God. The Holy Spirit begins to build His kingdom within you. Now, if you've grieved that Spirit somewhere, then go right back and think to your mind, what did I start doing? Neglecting church? Did I start fussing with another denomination? Did I start picking on this one? Doing this to my neighbor? If you did, that's what sapped it out. Go say, God, I'm sorry. I'll go right back and make that thing right. I'll go right and do it. Then the joy will come back to your salvation. The Holy Spirit just flew right up on the rafter. He's ready to fly right back down again anytime you want him to come back. He does the leading. The dove leads the lamb. We know that. Now, to you that's sick and afflicted, you that needs prayer for your body, if you need prayer for your body, he's your healer. How do I get it, Brother Branham? Well, here's how you get it, by believing. Everything that God could ever do for you, he did it at Calvary in Christ. Do you believe that? Jesus said it's finished. You say, Brother Branham, did he save me then? Certainly. I beg your pardon. I was just saved 5 minutes ago. No, no. You were saved 1,900 years ago. You just accepted it 5 minutes ago. That's how deep. You accepted it. Just like I say, here's the Bible. Take it. You just let it there. It's yours. But you got to take it first. You've got to accept it. When you accept it, there's nothing you can do. You can't merit one thing. If my tie was crooked, and I say, here, I'm going to give you $1 million, you say, I'll straighten up your tie. There you are, Brother Branham. I'll give you that, of course, you give me $1 million. Then I'll never give you $1 million. See? You've done something to earn it. So there's not a thing you can do to earn it. You just have to accept it. That's the same thing you better buy healing. You don't just... I see people get all worked up and try to get nervous and say, oh, if I could just... you go from over the top of it. You leave it behind you. Going out there excited and trying to reach for something when it's right here by you. Just simple. Just say, thank you, Father. You promised it to me. I now receive it. And that's all. Watch what happens. I mean it in your heart. You keep saying it over and over. Say, you don't believe it altogether, keep saying it till you do believe it. Just keep saying it over. I thank you, Lord, for my healing. Well, what is he? Christ is the high priest of our confession. Is that right? Hebrews 3. All right, he's the high priest of our confession. Then he cannot do one thing for you, can make no intercession until first you confess that it's done. Now, is that scriptural? High priest of our confession. And he can only act when we confess. Now, if you say, Lord, I lost the joy in my salvation, I'm sorry I stayed away from prayer meeting. Wednesday night will find me right back, or Tuesday, whenever it is, I'll be right back. All right? Mean that. Believe it. Say, I've confessed I'm wrong. Now, start working on it. Christ starts interceding for you. Then say, I'm a sinner. I'm sorry that I sinned, Lord. I'm going to be a Christian from now on. Then see, you made your confession. Start right on with it. If you're sick, say, Lord, you are my healer. If I've sinned, the cause has come up on me, forgive me. Lord, I'm taking you at your word. You said you'd heal me. I believe it. You're the high priest of my confession. Now, I'm confessing it by your stripes, I was healed. Thank you, Lord. Go right on. See, then he can go to work on it and start healing you. See what I mean? Here, some time ago, people not instructed, hardly knows how to do it. A woman of her husband runs the Four Rolls Whiskey there in Louisville, the big distilleries. He's the president there. And she come running over to the meeting one night, her daughter come, and she was going to be operated on, but a real bad case of gallbladder, like cancer or something on the gallbladder. Oh, she was so excited, she run in. She didn't want to wait for me. Oh, no, pray for me, pray for me. I just can't wait. My husband's coming after me. You don't want me over here. Well, he just had to lay hands on her and let her go. About three or four nights after that, she said, I feel better. Called up the doctor, and the doctor said, well, she's just excited. She'll get over that. And she wouldn't permit the operation. So then, finally, the doctor said, well, just let her go then. Said, well, if she won't accept it now, I won't operate on her, no matter when he comes back on her. In a few days, she began to feel sick again. She got all nervous, and she called up the doctor. And she said, Oh, of course, there's a big lot of money in it, so he accepts the operation. And a doctor friend of mine did the operation. And they opened the woman up, and the thing is already gone. See? It was gone. She had the operation for nothing. One of my very personal friends said, "It sorted up. There was nothing we could do. The thing is done, gone." Well, see, she just wasn't instructed enough to know how to hold on to God. Well, when you accept God for anything, you stay right there with it. He'll bring you through. Just stay with that word. It's promised. Don't you believe that? Amen. I believe if we need healing, we need our restoring our salvation. What does Jesus say? Now, this is His word. "These signs shall follow them that believe." Is that right?
Yeah.
"If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover." Is that right?
Yeah.
How many of you are believers? Raise up your hand. All right. Now let's say what let's do. If you believe that now, I just please, church. Here's just what I hope Brother Outlaw forgives me for this. But look, here's what's the matter with this tabernacle. It's what's the matter with every tabernacle. All of them today, you're getting away from that. See, it's just been such a fuss and a carry on amongst the people that they just got gross. And I feel so sorry for them. See? They'll stand and say, "I wish I could take a hold of it. Yeah, I'm going to do it." In the next 10 minutes, it's all faded away. See? Now, that's exactly what the Bible said would take place in the last days. Be a lukewarm. He said, "I wish you were either cold or hot." See? If you're going to believe God, believe Him. If He's God, believe Him. If He isn't, why just walk away and leave it alone? See, you're trying to act like something that you're not then. As Congressman Upshaw said, "You can't be nothing that you ain't." And that's true. See, you've got to be what you are. So in your heart, if you truly can believe that, "I am a believer. I do believe God. Well, if I believe God, I have an Eden. I accept it right now." And that's settled. Don't say no more about it. Just keep on praising God. That's how I got healed. Satan said, "You're not healed. You're not a bit different." I said, "Stick around. If you want to hear me testify, you just hang around. That's all you have to do. I'll sure burn your ears every day because I'm going to sing His praises as loud as I can." And he left me. Exactly. As Mrs. Waldroff standing back there. They pulled her in my meeting when I first come to Phoenix with a cancer dead. Right. The doctors brought the testimony of that cancer condition in the x-ray. There she stands. That's been about 15 years ago, 14 years ago. There she's living. Why? God's God. Same God was with the sins, and same God now. That is a bomb in Gilead. There's a physician here. The physician said, "These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover." Now you lay your hands on somebody, don't you pray for yourself now. You pray for them, they're going to be praying for you. Lay your hands on one another. Just stretch your hands across if you have need. Pray for somebody, somebody pray for you. There is a bomb in Gilead. There's a physician there. Now, pray for one another just the way you do at your church. "These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, I'll be a vision. You see the sick." Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we cast out the devil. You can stop by that blessed in that way if you do the devil. You can cast out the devil. Lay hands on the sick. These signs shall follow them.